The future is a very strange place. We're in a time of extreme uncertainty.
Universities are our key knowledge-providing institutions for society. We are actually sort of actors that can proactively also impact surroundings.
We see that this futures thinking really allows us to engage actively with the stakeholders, with our members. What are the choices we would like to make for the next 3 to 5 years now?
Future thinking is a kind of invitation to think about long-term challenges.
No, spend more time.
Welcome to the University's Futures Lab, your podcast series about futures thinking, foresight, and university strategy development, brought to you by the European University Association. We are here talking with experts from across Europe that work with the future for and in their institutions. Dive into different futures, get inspiration from practitioners, and learn all about tough love and grey rhinos. The future is always uncertain, but that is all the more reason why to work with it. To ask the question, what if, and use creative, evidence-based methods to prepare for tomorrow in the here and now. Today we have with us from the Zurich University of the Arts, Renato Soltenhoff. And Renato, who better than yourself to talk about who you are and what you do?
Hi, Thomas. Thank you very much for the invitation. I'm interested in creating formats and experiences to bring people together, to learn together and to exchange. And my background lies in strategic design, as well as interaction design and education. So I try to bring in different approaches like methodological approaches, playfulness and co-creation. And I do this in two different areas. Once, as you mentioned, for the Zurich University of the Arts. I work there for the Digital Council and lead a program that is called Digital Skills and Spaces. And next to this, I'm also a partner in a small company where we work with organizations.
And of course, a lot of this has to do with the future. And I know, and for a full disclaimer, we have worked together on a small project and on making a workshop about the future of the digital transformation in universities. And that was a very, very good experience to do that. So for you, the future aspect of this, what brought you to that specific way of thinking that we call futures thinking?
So I've been working in the strategic area for a longer time, like strategic design. And this is also a part of future thinking, but maybe just the first part or the part that comes after future thinking. At Zurich University of the Art, we started to organize a first internal training about future thinking. And that was actually just before the corona lockdown. So our intention was when we started it to learn about future thinking, to learn about how we can think in alternative futures, and just to realize that the future is not just a linear continuation of the status quo, but can change very quickly. And it actually did. So Corona came and everything was different than we thought it could be. And it teaches us what we already expected it might be. So based on this experience of these first workshops and of the Corona lockdown, we decided to work more intensively on this topic. And we started to organize a series, a workshop series that is called Atelier Futures. And this is also a kind of an internal training. Our aim with this Atelier Futures series is not that we try to predict the future. Of course, this is not possible, but we try to get to know different experts and companies that work in these fields and learn about their methods, how they approach future thinking. And this is what we do in these workshops. Of course, the cases or the questions we are discussing or working on these workshops is about our own university, what could happen with it, etc. What possible futures could be, and so this is also an outcome of these workshops, like different scenarios. Next to this, we started to organize also, or we got invited for workshops, and one was also for from your side, from the EUA, and that was very exciting about digital transformation. And so we've been organizing internal trainings and doing workshops the last year.
Yeah, it's interesting, no, that you started just before the COVID pandemic. And that was a time where we felt we lived in the future. At least I felt like I was living in a science fiction novel. As many other things in universities, probably there was a time where you had this push to say, let's think about what you say futures, not predicting, but imagining all the things that can happen, because, you know, you can have a lockdown in a month that you didn't think about 2 months before.
It was interesting, if I can add something, because I was responsible for e-learning at this time at our university. So, and we had this sentence for us, or these visions: what if digital would be the normal? Like, it's not coming on site and learning together, but learning digitally or virtual together. And this was like a crazy sentence. We thought, oh, that would be interesting. What would we do, or what could we do? And suddenly this pandemic happened, and it was the normal. That was interesting.
Indeed. And that just goes to show that you always need to have these extreme scenarios. That is, as you say, not just a continuation. So that's obvious why that was important in that situation. But more generally, what would you say shortly is important for universities in this field? Why should universities do foresight or futures thinking?
I think future thinking is a kind of invitation to think about long-term challenges and opportunities. It helps you to think in alternatives and get maybe more prepared about what is coming. So to your question about what is important for the university is, I would have like answers on different levels. For the organization itself, I think it's fundamental, because people, young people, also older people are coming to the university to learn for the present, but also for the future. So for a university, I think it's very important to think about how subjects, curricula, competencies, or new learning forms and formats are changing. And future thinking can help to anticipate, or try to anticipate, or start to develop into a direction. So on this organizational level, it can help on these questions. But I think there's also a very important aspect about the people who are working in an organization that are part of this kind of processes of future thinking. Because when you do this, it actually cultivates your imagination. It makes you flexible and more responsive to things that happens. It makes you, even in the best case, more relaxed and calm about change. And I think that's an important part or skill for yourself as an employee, as a self-employed person, whatever, to be in our times. Third part is, I could imagine, or I know, I really think it's for the education part very important for students. The same reasons as I already mentioned is something that students could or should learn, to just be active players in the time, in the current time, but also the time is coming.
Yeah, it's true. It makes you more relaxed. No, I think that's a reason why I like to work with collapse scenarios, because you go there and you experience it, and it makes you it should make you more afraid, but actually it makes you a little bit less afraid. And it sounds like you take this as a lifelong learning tool. You know, it's for your students, it's for your staff. I'm you know, surprised to hear that it's not as institutional as futures thinking often is, where you think about what is the future of the institution, but you really have it as a learning experience and a learning tool.
I think that is quite an important part of it. I mean, to be in the present and to do and to learn and do stuff, but also to think forward. And I think this long-term thinking is a very important part of it. And of course, to get maybe more relaxed about change, as you mentioned before.
Yeah. Very important. So those are the principles. But what is the practice then?
in Zurich? What do you do in practice?
We are doing this Atelier Future series, as I mentioned before, internal trainings. We have actually we have a major minor model at Zurich University of the Arts, and a minor is also about future thinking that is offered to students. What we try to do with these Atelier Futures within the organization, so now we've been learning a lot and connected with different experts, and what we try to do now is to offer it to different organizations, units at the university, so that they can come to us, or we go to them, and we work together strategically. So we go on a process with them and try to bring in future thinking on their everyday work. This is just a concept at the moment. We try to do it, and we will see if this is possible, and we will make it. So another thing we are doing, or we just did, is we organized a summer school at our university. It was called Tangible Futures. It was a 2.5 days course for interested people outside of the university and inside. And this was actually a test for us to bigger education format we are developing right now. Next spring, we want to start crafting futures for the education offering. And that's going to be exciting, I think, because from my point of view, an art university can bring in a lot of skills and experience when it comes to get out of the comfort zone, get out of the thinking you use for everyday life and experience it differently. But also we are living in a very analytical time. The arts help to communicate on a different level and attract different senses in a way. And this is what we try to bring in. And this is what I personally really like also about this discipline and working in this discipline.
Yeah, that's what you can really do as an arts university, you know, getting that, you said, sensory experience, the bodily experience into the mix. And that is important. And I think that's difficult to get right in a university context where we are, of course, based on evidence and critical thinking. And that's, of course, a very long discussion. But it's interesting to see what you can bring to it exactly from your perspective as an arts university. Taking out from this, from the experience you have had with this, are there like 2 or 3 secrets, main takeaways you'd want to share, maybe to listeners that are curious or think, yeah, I'd really like to do this, but I need to also sell it. I need to have some concrete outcomes I can latch onto. So have some future secrets that you want to share.
I think the first one is a very simple one, but a very important one. When you talk about future thinking, is that this is not about predicting the future. It's not about that we are going to say how the future is. It's just an invitation to think about possible futures and learn from them for the future, but also for the present. And this is important to say to people when for their expectation management, possibly, when they are part of this kind of processes. When you do this kind of a future thinking process, I think it is very important to involve other people. It's not something you do by yourself, or there is a kind of a pope, like a future pope, somebody who says to you what's happening in the future. It's a very co-creative process, and the future is created by all of us together. So therefore, it's important to involve people in this process. And I think this can happen while creating these scenarios or think about futures, but also how you prepare your ideas and your insights, that you make it or make them tangible for other people, to invite them for a discussion and be together and discuss together. The third one, you ask for 3 or 2 or 3, but I have a personal one that I think is really personal, but important for me. I think improv and applied improvisation is very helpful, fun, and good tool to start to think in alternatives, embrace the unknown, using failures as just a part of designing, work with your body and not just like in your head at tables, but move around, have fun, and start to create possibilities co-create possibilities. So improv is for me a really power tool for this discipline. And I would also say it's a future skill that a lot of people should learn.
Yeah, and that is the difficulty, you know, getting it's far from our culture in universities to improvise. You know, we prepare and we are right. And this is about not preparing and nobody's right, because we know that all the results we get to are wrong, but they're helpful. So these are three learnings. Do you have then one tip that you can give to anybody who wants to engage in this?
Yeah, regardless on the topic, if it's future thinking or something else, I believe in the power of doing and in the power of learning by doing. So my advice or my tip for people would be just to invite a bunch of people next week, sit together and start interacting and talking about future thinking in this case. So if you're listening to this and you plan to do it next week or in 2 weeks' time from now, an approach could be that you just invite these people and ask them if they are curious about the future, if they are positive or negative. And I think when you just start to ask and start to listening to the answers, that gives you quite a lot of information how you can work with this kind of topic. When it comes to the way how we can do it, I would suggest to go on a walk and not just sit at the table, but walk together, start to discuss, hear, listen, and then it starts to flow, hopefully. After this, I would bring or visualize these insights, invite other people, and start to create together a program how you want to approach this topic. So a little advice with follow-up advices, I think.
But those are the best. Yeah, have a talk, go for a walk. That's a good way to start. A go for a walk is actually extremely useful. Okay, we're coming to the end of it, unfortunately, because there are loads of things that we could go into further. So a futures podcast, we need to talk about the future, of course. And what is the future now for you? What is the next big thing just across the horizon?
So after taking a coffee, which is a quite good thing for me, I'm very focused on this CR's Crafting Futures. That means at the moment we create the curricula, we meet experts, talk to them, and try to bring them all together to create this further education format. That's my or our next big thing when it comes to future thinking at the university. And just next week, we have a reflection about an internal workshop about Atelier Futures we had, where we tried to think or discuss if we did a simulation, and we are going to discuss, is this the right way of doing this future thinking? Is this when it's suitable and how we can work with it in the future?
Interesting. All things that are worth following. So we're coming to the end. Thank you very much, Renato. As I said, loads more to talk about. We could sit here all day, but this is the time we have. We have to get on with our future, and there's coffee in it, indeed. So thanks to you again. Thanks to all the listeners, and we hope you enjoyed this, found it useful. So goodbye for now.
Thank you very much.
This episode is part of the University's Futures Lab podcast series, brought to you by the European University Association. For more, follow us wherever you find your podcast, like, share, and tell us what you think.